Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to In the Spotlight. I'm your host, Tamika Patrice Kane. Three times a month, we bring you the authors with the most flaming pens in the literary arena, the publishers dedicated to producing the hottest books, and industry professionals who are sure to take your books to the next level. Today's featured guests are authors Sage Young and Jessica Cage. Please join me in welcoming them to the show. Sage, we'll start with you. Sage, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Why don't you tell us a little about yourself?
Well, my name is Sage Young, and I am an author of sensual romance novels. I'll put it that way. I have been writing for quite a few years, but decided in 2013 to sort of jump in and self-publish my first novel, Delusional Love.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, so today we're going to be talking a little about your newest book, which is Choices We Make. Why don't you tell us about that book?
Oh, I love Choices We Make. Choices We Make is about a couple who decided to get together for a vacation, and as a result of their vacation, the protagonist in the book becomes pregnant, and it's not something that either one of them planned. So you just basically go through the next year of their lives and dealing with a pregnancy that was not planned and trying to make sure that they're taking care of each other and the baby.
Okay. What was your inspiration for writing this story?
The interesting thing is I have all of these amazing stories swirling around in my head. So there wasn't one thing in particular. I just have a lot of stories in my head, and this is one of many that, you know, I decided to write and publish.
Okay, sounds good. Now, how many books have you written total so far?
So far I've written three. Delusional Love was my debut novel, and then I had Define Love, which is actually the conclusion of Delusional Love. That's a two-book series. And then we have Choices We Make, which is the Moretti Brothers series. So while they will all be standalone books, all of the characters will sort of be intertwined in each one of the books.
Okay.
And
they're
a total of four brothers, so they'll each get their own book. It'll be exciting.
Okay.
I am really, really excited about this series.
Yeah, okay. What makes this series special to you?
Well, I think characters are just, you get drawn into them. They each have their own unique style and their, you know, their own quirks. And I really think that people will enjoy reading about them.
Okay. All right. So when is your next book coming out? When can we expect it?
Well, fingers crossed. I'm hoping that the next book, which is called By Chance, Not Choice, and that is the second book in the Moretti Brothers. I'm sorry?
Oh, I just said that's a great title.
Oh, thank you. And with fingers crossed, we're hoping that that's going to come out early April.
We
will see. You know, you never know with the whole editing process, but you know, I have my fingers crossed that it's going to come, and I think that people are really, really going to enjoy it. This book is mainly about Marco. Dominic is the character in the first book, Choices We Make, of the series, and Marco is the brother that we're going to focus on in the second book.
Okay. All right. Aside from writing, do you have any other pastimes or passions?
Avid reader. I love reading. I don't get to do too much of it when I'm writing because it just, you know, I need to stay focused on what I'm doing. But I am definitely an avid reader. I love to travel. And this has really been an exciting adventure for me, writing. I've been able to travel to a couple of different places and participate in some book signings and meet some amazing authors.
Oh.
So this has really, really been a fun ride for me. I'm actually going to be in Walt Disney World for a book signing in May. So, you know.
Oh, awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
You're more than welcome to, you know, to give the details if you'd like for anyone who's going to be in the area.
Right. It is in Orlando. It's in Disney World. It is May 15th, 16th, and 17th. I apologize that I don't have the particulars, but I can, if you are friends with me on Facebook, author Sage Young, I can post it. I'll make sure that it's posted, or on my website, authorsageyoung.com.
Okay. Sounds good. So you said that you write kind of sensual, fiction. Are there any other genres that you'd like to try?
Yes, actually, mystery writing. That is a genre I actually have started a couple of books, never finished the projects, but I am working on them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long it's going to take me to finish them, but that is a, currently the genre that I am in is interracial, multicultural romances. It just so happens that for the first couple of books, those are the characters in my book. But I do plan on moving to mystery is, I think, the next genre I would definitely like to tackle.
Okay, sounds good. Now, is there any piece of advice that you would give to an aspiring or new author?
I think to just do it. I've waited so long. Like I said, I've been writing for years. And I decided in 2013, this is it, I'm going to do it. But I now wish that I had not waited so long. So if I had to give any advice, I would say just do it. If you have a passion for it and, you know, you love writing, share it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's great advice. And please tell our listeners where they can purchase your books and how they can follow you.
Well, the book is available on both Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Pretty much all the major outlets you will be able to find my books. You can also reach me on, like I said before, Facebook under Author Sage Young or my website, authorsageyoung.com. And you can follow me on Instagram. I actually post more things on Instagram, interesting things, more so than I do on Facebook. So if you're interested in following me to get some interesting tidbits, definitely follow me on Instagram, and that's also Author Sage Young.
Sounds good. Well, it has been so delightful talking with you today and learning more about you and your books. I'll have to put some of that on my reading list, the ever-growing reading list. thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Well, I want to thank you guys for having me. This has really been exciting. And I love talking to people. I love talking about writing, and I love writing.
Oh, yes. Well, we wish you continued success on your literary journey. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold here and then have a word from one of our sponsors. Okay, thank you again for joining me.
Okay, thank you. You're welcome. Thank you.
Are you looking for the next great read? A book filled with love, passion, betrayal, and intrigue. The award-winning novel, Season of Change, by Tamika Patrice Kane, is sure to satisfy your literary sweet tooth. Check out this must-read book reviewers are calling uplifting and emotional, an exceptionally great read, deeply intense and thought-provoking. Order your copy today, available in paperback and ebook on Amazon.com or at www.tamikapatrice.com.
The Say What Book Club presents Brunch with your favorite authors. Come out and meet 9 of your favorite authors, including NAACP Image Award winner Beverly Jenkins. Enjoy a lovely afternoon of good food, fellowship, photo ops, and of course, great books. Saturday, June 6, 2015, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Marriott in Livonia, Michigan. We're more than a book club. We're a movement. Join us. Contact Say What Book Club at 734-931-0415 or email us at saywhatbc@yahoo.com for details.
If you are just tuning in, you are listening to In the Spotlight. I'm your host, Tamika Patrice Kane, and we've just interviewed author Sage Young. Next up on the mic is author Jessica Cage. Jessica, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's a pleasure. So go ahead and jump on in. Tell us all about yourself.
Well, as you said, my name is Jessica Cage. I am a paranormal author from Chicago, Illinois. I started publishing about 4 years ago. It was an opportunity for me to both inspire myself and my newborn son to kind of just follow our dreams and live life to the fullest. As I said, I am a paranormal author, which is, you know, stepping outside of what people would expect from me when I say I'm an author. but, yeah, I grew up, you know, reading and watching sci-fi with my mom, and so that took the paranormal side, I guess, the vampires and all that. And then the romance came from my grandmother. So she was always with her Harlequin novels, and I would sneak and read them. So those two worlds just kind of meshed, and that's where I fell with the paranormal romance.
Okay, okay. So you've written a book entitled Anew. Why don't you tell us about the story and the inspiration for writing it?
Okay, Anew was originally a short story series that I put out. It was just something I would write and share with readers that they could download for free in between releasing my longer novel. But it got a lot of great feedback, and people were constantly messaging me. This was the first story that I ever had, readers generally coming to me saying, can we get more? So I Yeah, and it was just like, okay, this is awesome. You know, one of those moments that make all of this headache of, you know, editing and finding readers and just the whirlwind of it. It's just so worth it when you get readers coming to you really saying that they genuinely enjoy your work.
That's right.
Yeah, eventually, after also being approached by a gentleman in regards to turning the storyline into a script, we decided to flesh out the story and make it a full novel that would pair along with the script. The script will eventually go out and hopefully be pushed out to Hollywood or whoever, and it'll be picked up and made into something that, you know, we can sit back and watch on screen, and that's awesome, and I'm, you know, really excited for that. But it sounds Anew. The storyline is the book about Kendra. She is a werewolf that is raised in a house full of vampires. Her father, or adoptive father, I should say, took her from her parents as a way for them to pay a debt that was owed to him. He wanted a daughter, but all of his offspring were male. So he had saved her father's life at one point in the past, and he came back and said, you know, I saved your life. You owe me a favor. I'm taking your daughter. And that is how Kendra became into that family. But then later on we find out that there's a lot more behind the reason why he took her and her origins, because it comes to be seen that she's in hybrid, which means she's a vampire and a werewolf combined. And her existence to both communities is this it's basically like a sign of it. It's like Armageddon coming because this hybrid exists. So then she's on a path to, you know, not only fight for her life, but still to figure out who she is and why she is. And, you know, she has her brothers and her love interest that, you know, team up with her, and they're on the run. And the book is so exciting. It pushed me to another, you know, another limit with my writing. And that was so awesome because it's like the fans, this book actually had fans before it was actually a full novel. So it was really exciting.
Okay.
You know, push myself there.
Awesome. Now, how many novels have you written?
I have written, well, published 8 novels and 2 novellas.
Okay. Wow, okay. All right.
I've been busy.
All right. So you mentioned earlier that you began kind of putting works out when your baby was just a newborn, you know. So now, where did your writing journey begin? Did you write, you know, as a child, or was that something you picked up, you know, in college, or you know, what's your story there?
I've always written, as long as I can remember.
Okay.
Writing for me was an escape. You know, I was I'm still very emotional, but as a kid, I was just like so over the top, I could see a butterfly and start crying. So writing for me was like this escape. Like, I would read all these stories in my grandmother's book, and I'm like, I have all these stories in my head. And, you know, whenever, you know, life is just like, oh, my God, it's the end of the world because I'm 11 and hormonal already, I would just start writing in a notebook, and it was like the pages would fill up. And eventually I started submitting my, like, young authors programs, and I had a couple of those published, and it was exciting. So, but it's always just been something I fell back on. It was never like this full-on, you know, this is what I wanted to be until I got older and I had my son, and I was like, okay, it kind of came to me. Like, this has always been my dream. I just didn't realize it.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, is there anything you wish you had known coming into the field that would have made your transition easier?
Yeah, I wish I would have known to take my time. I kind of rushed the process. And I think that is something that helped me at the same time that it hindered me, because I did find my awesome editor and we've been working together for years now. And, you know, I learned a lot, but I really wish that I had known before I first pressed that publish button, like have it professionally edited and do promotions and, you know, just all those now to me seem like common sense things. But at the time, I didn't even know there wasn't this huge indie community out there that I could reach out to. You know, it was just something I was like, you know what, I'm doing it, and I did it. And then it was like, I had a few people like, you should have did this, this, and this first, but okay. So that would have been nice to know prior to.
Okay. Now, is there anything specific you'd like to accomplish through your writing?
Yeah, with my first series that I published, I had a message to these, you know, young women out there that we aren't all perfect. You know what I mean? We have these stages like we go through. And with that book, I showcased 5 different women all at different stages of their personal development. And it was very important to me with that series to have that communicated to, you know, young women. And I think that that is a strong message throughout all of my books. Like, we're women. We are super, you know, we're strong, but we have to get there. We're not born that way. And I think that because I did work with a lot of youth for a while, it was things that, like, I could see that these young girls, they think that they're supposed to be strong already, and in that they're missing a lot of those life lessons that actually make us strong, you know, so that we don't have to pretend to be strong. So that was
very important
to me. To kind of show that. And, I mean, I wrote mainly about females until my last series, which is about men, but I'm going back to females really soon.
Okay, yes. That sounds good. Now, what can we expect from you next?
Next, right now I'm gearing up for the second book release of my Alpha series. This is about, you know, Jen Maya, who is a mutated alpha werewolf, and he has to fight demons and save his brother's life, and it's a lot of action and sex and just, you know, just fun. It was so fun to write it, and it was inspired by actually meeting the cover model. So, yeah, the whole process.
Okay. So when is this one coming out?
It releases next month on April 18th. It's available now for pre-order, and the first book is, you know, available as well, so people can kind of catch up and, you know, get a feel for what's going on before they dive into the second book.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, is there any advice that you would offer to a new or aspiring author?
Recently I had a conversation with some of the people in this community that I'm very close to, and I would just say that take the time to kind of grow your skin a little thicker, because there are so many people who won't like your stuff right away. There are some people who will never like you, and you will have to do a lot of, you know, growing as an author. As a person, we have to grow, and in any environment, we have to grow. So don't get discouraged because you need to be discouraged. You know, you're not going to do everything perfect the first time, because I surely did not. And I'm happy that I had, you know, encouraging people, supportive people to come out and say, look, you know, you didn't do that right, but you can. It's not over. Let's start over, you know. And if you have to take steps back, do that. But if this is your dream, you just have to keep pushing for it, no matter what negative, you know, influences come, because they will come. Like, they're out there waiting for you. You know what I mean? So just for any person trying to jump into this world, just, you know, take your time, take a deep breath, and just keep reminding yourself of why you started. And I think that will make the journey, you know, all the more fulfilling.
Yes. Okay. And please tell our listeners where your works can be purchased and how they can follow you.
Right now, all of my books are exclusive to Amazon because of the Kindle Unlimited program. So you can, if you have Kindle Unlimited, you can go and read all of my books for free. But you can follow me on Facebook, Jessica H. Author, as well as Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest and all of those other amazing social media outlets. But you can follow me on Facebook. I'm always posting, like, new events. I have an event coming up here in Chicago, the release party for Jeremiah, so that information will be posted, as well as Princess Row in June. And I'm going to Toronto, too. So follow me online.
Oh, good.
Come back and say hello.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, Jessica, again, thank you so much for joining us, you know, today and coming on the show. Appreciate you spending some of your Sunday afternoon with us today. I wish you continued success on your literary journey. It's been wonderful talking with you today.
Thank you so
again,
much for having
me. You're welcome. Again, listeners, we have had authors Sage Young and Jessica Cage with us today on In the Spotlight. If you missed any part of today's podcast, you can hear it in its entirety about 5 minutes after the show airs. Thank you for tuning in. We encourage you to support the authors who appear on the show. Of course, if you like what you hear, pass on the word to others. Supporting those in the literary arena is what we're all about. I'm your host, Tamika Patrice Kane, signing off, saying until we meet again, make each day a great day on purpose. And don't forget to read a great book. Have a good day.